This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Load them up, boys. We're baby crackers when you need them.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are joined now by Keita Bussey, the weaponized woman, fresh off of a road trip where she tried something new. How goes it?
Hey, Bill. Really good. Yeah, it was interesting. I just went to Texas and shot my first ever IDPA match at Mission 160 range in White Right. But it was really fun. Typically, when people, you know, get proficient with their firearm and they're going to the range and plinking around and, you know, they're getting pretty good at it, they think, okay, so now that I've done this, what can I do to hone my skills besides taking a class? How can I practically use my pistol? Is there something I can compete in? And usually the first thing they come across is IDPA. It's International Defensive Pistol Association. Ugh, I can't talk. International Defensive Pistol Association. So that's usually the sport people start in, or something like Steel Challenge, where you stand and shoot the same stage five times in a row and they throw out your worst run. It's unusual for people to start in USPSA, which is actually where I started. It's a little bit more dynamic and involved as far as skill level. The rules aren't as intense. It's more up to you. You have to sort of think on the fly, where IDPA, they tell you exactly what you're going to do, where you're going to shoot things from, how you have to shoot them. And there are all these rules, like you have to retain your magazines, that they don't have in USPSA. So I had a lot of rules to learn. So, did you have a question?
Did you shoot the same gun you shoot in matches?
No. So, in IDPA, they have a rule about weight limits. So, I had to actually borrow a gun and equipment. It was a CZ Shadow SP01 that I borrowed. And I normally shoot the Shadow 2, which is a much larger gun. So, I had to classify in order to shoot the match. In USPSA, you can just go shoot. You don't have to be classified. But in IDPA, you have to classify before you're allowed to shoot in the competition. So I had to go in the day before and shoot a classifier with borrowed gear I've never touched before, and I'm figuring out the trigger during my draw. So that was interesting. And there are different levels of classification, like novice, marksman, sharpshooter, expert, master, distinguished master. So it goes up the line. I ended up right in the middle of the pack in sharpshooter, shooting with stuff I've never shot with before. So I guess I was okay with that. But in the competition, I was beating experts. So it's a little more telling how you do in the competition than how you do on a classifier, I think.
Yeah, I mean, that sort of dispels any misguided notions about what works and what doesn't it?
Right. I mean, you can stand and practice a classifier all day long and get really good at shooting that one thing, but unless you're tested on all the different skill levels, you're not going to do well in a match if that's all you ever do is practice that stand and shoot.
Well, now, I'm just curious, because you made reference to the fact that you have to move a different way in this kind of a match, which might mean that you have to adapt your movement classes to incorporate that. Is it a radical departure from what you normally do, or is it just sort of a variation?
It's more of a variation. So there are things that I teach in my class that, you know, like the drop step. This is something that you should know how to do, but you very rarely use it. There are only two instances where you might actually use it, and it's few and far between because normally it adds time to your stage, where in IDPA, that is a staple of movement. Almost every position you're going to be doing a drop step. So it's
now,
just a completely
explain what
approach.
A drop stop is. What is a drop stop?
A drop step is, let's say you're shooting from a hard lean, and then you have to move in the opposite direction from where your weight bias is. So if you're leaning hard to the left, and then you have to move to the right, you basically catch your weight on your left foot and use that ankle as a springboard to launch you in the opposite direction. So you're adding a step in the wrong direction to launch yourself in the right direction.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I can visualize it in my head. I have watched the video of you doing the movement class many times when I was putting that video together, so I think I can visualize what you're talking about, although this would actually be better if we were doing it on TV, talking about this kind of stuff, huh?
Right, then I could actually demonstrate it.
That's right, because I wouldn't be demonstrating it. What did you think about the CZSP01?
Oh, it was actually really, it was a fun little gun to shoot. I enjoyed it. Took me a little bit to get used to where the trigger reset was and the smaller magazine well and things like that, but you know, a couple stages in, I was okay.
Keita likes the big guns.
I do like big guns.
How much does your Tanfolio weigh?
I don't know, maybe 48 with all the accessories.
You're talking about ounces?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a big pistol. I was not, you know, I've seen it in your hands, but there's no point of reference until you actually get in front of it. And when I look at a gun and go, that's a big gun. Pretty spot on, it's a pretty big gun.
Yeah, it's a pretty big gun. And the CZ Shadow 2 also is a pretty big gun.
It's a big gun in a different way. I find that one to be a little...
It's balanced differently.
Yeah, it's balanced in a different way. And when you look at the shape, I look at the Tanfolio as more of a gun that, you know, it's a variation of the CZ-75, and it's also sort of a variation of the Bren. And I look at those, and I'm like, those were meant to be carried as a self-defense gun. Even as big as they are, which I don't know who would carry something like that. That'd be like trying to conceal a Smith & Wesson Model 29. It's a big pistol.
I have carried it concealed in the winter, but now that I have the P365, that's what I carry.
Well,
because it's smaller and easier to hide.
Yes, it is. And if Keita can hide a gun the way Keita dresses, you know it's hideable. Nothing against the way you dress. I mean, you dress, the only way that I've seen you dress has been at the shows and when you're teaching.
Right.
And you even dressed that way that night, the night of the Night Hawk party, but, yeah.
Well, yeah, because we were shooting.
Yeah. I didn't get to see Keita shoot on that one. Coming up on the first break, how do people find you?
180firearmstraining.com if you would like to set up a class or order a personalized copy of my book, Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports, you can email me, 180firearmstraining@gmail.com.
And, of course, you can also email her if you want to set up some training in your area. Keita will show up.
Right.
If you have the class, she will come. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. 2013, Core Essentials set out to redefine a man's belt. Blending innovation with superior material, the Core Essentials belt came into focus, highlighting a better fit, better styling, and increased function. Equally at home peeking out of a blazer or a plate carrier, the EDC gun belt answers every need of the modern gun carrier. Core Essentials. That's K-O-R-E Essentials.com. What makes the best is that they're always getting better.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, aeroprecisionusa.com. This is the Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey, and Keita has gone out and done a little cross-discipline, not training, but competition. But, like, when you decided to do this, when you decided to go shoot this match, now, I've watched you when you're setting up a stage in your native discipline.
Mm-hmm.
So, were you able to map this out in your head? The same way you do, the same way I saw you mapping things out on the ground in Columbia, South Carolina?
It's not exactly the same. So in IDPA, they have different rules where they have the area marked off and you can't go into the stage before the competition.
Right.
You get 2 minutes to walk through the stage with your entire squad, and then you can't go back on the stage again. Where in USPSA, we can walk the stages before the match. We look at all the stages, come up with a plan. Then we get a five-minute walkthrough with the whole squad. And then when you're waiting to shoot while they're resetting the targets, you can walk it again. In IDPA, you can't do that. You just get the two-minute walkthrough, and you can't index your hands toward the target. So you have to keep your hands behind your back or something. And that was really hard for me. I did catch myself once starting to index my hands on the targets, and I quick put them behind my back, hoping nobody saw it.
Now, is this in an effort to keep, you know, like in stock car racing, for example, supposedly all the cars are exactly equal, and you're not going to, you know, even though it's not about the range, but it's about the setup, is this keeping you guys in a one common setup and you have nobody has an advantage going into it over knowing too much about how the course is going to run?
Well, it's supposed to emulate defensive shooting, and in a defensive situation, you don't know exactly where the targets are going to be. So they still give you a chance to look over the stage, but you don't get the immense preparation that you do in USPSA, which is practical shooting versus defensive shooting.
Right.
So as far as the gear, I used my Mean Gene leather belt. And for females, you can have a dropped offset holster as long as it's covered all the way by your vest. You do have to wear a vest to conceal your...
I noticed that. I noticed you running around looking like a tactical person there.
Yep, you have to wear a fishing vest or something that completely covers your holster and your magazine pouches. So I wore my Mean Gene leather belt. I had a dropped offset holster, and the gun has to be straight up and down. You can't have it canted at all. But for men, they cannot have a dropped offset holster because they don't have hips. So it has to be right on the belt. And then we have two magazine pouches.
Two?
Yes.
Now, are you doing tactical reloads or administrative reloads when you're going through this course?
Well, you have to do a tactical reload. So the division I shot was called ESP. So you start with double action, and you get 10 rounds in a magazine. But from the start, you also have to have a Barney, which means there's one in the chamber, so you have 11 rounds. You cannot drop a magazine on the ground unless it is empty and you've shot the one in the chamber, so you're at slide lock. So if it's completely empty and you're at slide lock, then you can drop the magazine on the ground. If you haven't shot the one in the chamber or there are any in the magazine or both, then you have to retain the magazine on your person. And I discovered the hard way I didn't have any place to put them when I retained them. So the first time I tried a tack reload, I tried putting the magazine in the fishing vest pocket only to find that it bumped up against my magazine pouches that were behind the fishing vest, so I couldn't get it in very easily. So on the next one, I tried retaining it by shoving it behind my belt buckle, and that worked, but I could only fit one magazine there. So if I had more than one reload, then I either had to do a mag dump to empty all the rounds in the gun, so I could drop the magazine on the ground, or I would have to do a standing reload. Typically, you want to do the reload while you're moving, but since I had nowhere to put the magazines, I just had to wait until I went to slide lock, and wherever I happened to be in the stage, maybe I was standing in one spot, and I would do a reload in the middle of an array, which isn't ideal.
What do you, I mean, for, now see, this is the thing that occurs to me, and maybe it's because I don't have the kind of mind it takes to be a competitor. It seems like this cross-pollination between the disciplines, does that hurt you in your chosen discipline? Is that going to hurt you in your chosen discipline? Or does it make you better in your chosen discipline?
Well, I looked at it as a really good mental challenge, sort of a brain teaser, to learn all this new information and then immediately have to apply it and act on it and retain it all. So anytime you step outside of your comfort zone, I think it makes you a better shooter. If I was doing it all the time, then I might get confused and try to retain a magazine or something when I didn't need to instead of letting it drop on the ground. But I don't plan on going back and forth all the time. I wanted to learn the rules and become familiar with the sport. So typically I shoot USPSA and IPSD, which are very similar with just a couple of minor rule differences. And I thought that's how it was going to be going to IDPA from USPSA. I thought it would just be a few more rules that I had to learn. But it's actually a completely different sport. So I had a lot to learn. So when I taught my USPSA-based movement class at this particular range, I had a lot of IDPA shooters in my class, and I couldn't figure out why they were doing these odd things, like crowding right up against the wall when they could stay back off of it so their gun doesn't hit it and it doesn't get in their way. Or shooting from a lean when they could just be standing upright in front of the target. I didn't understand why they were doing those things. But now after shooting this competition, I understand where they're coming from and why they were doing those things, and that is the sport that they shoot. So I realized when I saw those things that I needed at some point to learn these rules and learn where they were coming from so that I could be a better and more well-rounded instructor. And after shooting the match, I realized I need to have a specific movement class just for IDPA.
That's interesting. That's interesting. Tell everybody how to find you as we head to break.
180firearmstraining.com is my website. If you would like to order my book, Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports, it's available on Amazon. Or you can email me for a personalized copy, or if you'd like to set up a class in your area, 180firearmstraining@gmail.com.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is unveiling his $2.3 trillion infrastructure plan in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Texas Republican Congressman Mike McCall is no fan of the $2.3 trillion bill.
Look, the economy was doing pretty well a year ago until the coronavirus hit.
Yeah.
Thank goodness now we have the vaccines. We'll get the economy back on track by getting our country. There is a problem from infusing way too much cash into a system that right now may have difficulty absorbing it.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News. The hot real estate market may be showing some early signs of cooling off, pending home sales dropping 10.6% in February from its level of the previous month. Realtors saying supply remains very low for affordable homes, while it's not as bad for high-end properties. This is USA Radio News. Witness testimony is underway in day three of the Derek Chauvin trial. Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer, is accused of killing George Floyd last year by kneeling on his neck for almost 9 minutes outside of a convenience store. Today's testimony began again with an EMT who testified on Tuesday that she witnessed the incident and was upset by what she saw. The Supreme Court is hearing arguments today regarding how the NCAA compensates college athletes. The NCAA's lead attorney, Seth Waxman, argues the importance of amateurism in college sports.
Maintaining that distinct character is both pro-competitive, because it differentiates the NCAA's product from professional sports, and can be achieved only through agreement.
Plaintiff's attorney Jeff Kessler and several justices pushed back on that claim, Justice Samuel Alito pointing out that athletes already receive scholarships and stipends. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking to Keita Bussey, she is the weaponized woman. With which of the disciplines, now you developed your curriculum for 180 firearms training based upon the discipline that you have pursued for how long? How long have you been a competitor in this stuff?
Well, I was a coach before I was a competitor, but I started researching in 2010.
Okay. So, are you far enough along? Now, I know I know that you intuitively, you have this nurse's mind, this rehab nurse's mind, so intuitively you can look at somebody and make a pretty quick call as to far, you know, what's their limitations, what's their range of motion, this kind of thing. And I'm pretty sure you probably adapt what you're trying to get them to do with what they can do. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So with this other thing that you just competed in. Now, as far as adding this to your 180 firearms training, is this a step up? Is this a step laterally left or right? Is this a step down? Is this an easier thing to learn to acclimate to, or is it worse than what you've been doing?
This is a step laterally. So it's a completely different sport. It would still include the same types of movements with emphasis on different parts. Like I said before, the drop stuff is something you don't typically want to use in USPSA because it's slower, but in IDPA, it's more prevalent. And it's that way with a lot of different moves, where in USPSA, I would do a lot more shooting on the shift and crossing over, where in IDPA, I would do more of what I call the pivot push, because you're not really shifting your weight through a stage nonstop. In USPSA, there's a demarcated area that you have to be inside of as you're engaging targets. And you can run outside those lines as long as you're not shooting, but the shooting takes place within those lines. Now, in IPSC, it has those lines too, but you can't run outside them. In IDPA, it's different because they don't have an enclosed shooting area that you stay within. Instead, they have sticks on the ground to demarcate particular shooting positions. So they say you have to go to this spot, and this spot. And from each of those spots, there are targets that you must engage from those particular positions. And you also cannot expose yourself to a target you have not yet engaged, to a target you haven't neutralized in IDPA. Where in USPSA, you can shoot them in any order you like. In IDPA, typically there's a wall section, so your body is sort of behind the wall and you're shooting around the wall. So if you're shooting from behind the barricade, you have to do what they call slice the pie. So you have to shoot from the outside in. If you're on the right side, you shoot right to left. If you're on the left side, you shoot left to right. If you're out in the open, then you shoot near to far because the nearest target is the highest level of threat. So that's completely different than in USPSA.
Slice the pie.
Slice the pie. The first time I heard that, it made me really hungry. I was looking around like, where's the pie? Is it pumpkin? Did I get whipped cream a la mode?
Well, yeah, the first thing, did you understand all the terminology they were throwing at you?
No. No, I didn't. I had to learn everything from ground zero. And even the targets, they call them pizza pan targets. So in USPSA, we have the A zone, the C zone, and the D zone that are different scoring sections. On the IDPA targets, they have a circle in the middle, and they call that the pizza pan. And that's what you want to hit. So that's 0 points down if you get all your bullets in that circle. And then outside of that circle, you get 1 point down or 2 points down, and so on. So it's not really, in USPSA, it's points divided by time, where in IDPA, it's just your overall time. So let's say you run a stage in 10 seconds, but you hit just outside that circle, that's plus one. So now your stage is 11 seconds. And maybe you did that on another target as well. So now it's 12 seconds. So it just gets added onto your time, and the goal is to have the lowest time possible.
This seems way too complicated.
It was a lot to take in, and then to try and retain all of that and act on it, it was quite a brain teaser. But I think it's really good to get outside of your comfort zone and do things like this that do challenge you mentally, and then still be able to perform under that pressure of, okay, I have to remember to shoot these targets in this order or I'm going to get a penalty. I have to remember to either retain my mag or reload from slide lock or I'm going to get a penalty. All of these different things. And it really made me take that extra split second to aim my shot. So it's much more penalizing to drop points in IDPA than it is in USPSA. Where in USPSA, if I get just outside the A zone into the C zone, I can usually make that up with movement or time in other ways. if I drop a couple of Charlies, it's not that big of a deal. But in IDPA, that's a huge deal. It's a huge penalty.
If you drop a couple of what?
A couple of Charlies in USPSA.
What's
you
a Charlie?
Lose a couple of points.
Okay.
So you have your scoring zone, your alpha zone that you want to hit. Then just outside of that is the C zone, the Charlie zone, where you drop a couple more points. And then outside of that is the D zone, where it's only worth 1 point, depending if you're shooting major or minor.
Now that we're 3/4 of the way through this segment and everything, I probably should point out to you that with most of this terminology, competitive terminology you're using, I have no idea what you're saying.
Well, that's the boat I was in. So to get all of that thrown at me and then try to perform at a competitive level was quite the challenge. So I was actually really happy, and my goal was to not get any penalties in the competition. So I wasn't taking USPSA habits and bringing them into this other sport. That was my goal, was to be true to the sport I was competing in. And I was very happy I got zero penalties in that match, meaning I didn't accidentally drop a magazine on the ground, because that's what I do in USPSA, you know, things like that.
I got you. I understand, I think.
Another thing, another difference is you can shoot through targets in IDPA. So we have... in USPSA, the white targets that are considered no shoot.
I tell you what, instead of you telling me this, because we're about to run out of time in this segment, because this is getting interesting. I didn't know that about that particular thing, so I want you to explain that in depth when we get back. But between now and the end of the segment, why don't you tell everybody how to find you?
180firearmstraining.com, or you can email me 180firearmstraining@gmail.com to order a copy of my book Smart Move or set up a class near you.
And just out of curiosity, do you sell swag? Do you have a 185? I know you have a ball cap.
I do. I'm actually redoing that part of my website right now, but if somebody wants something, they can email me for now until I get that back up.
I have a suggestion on how to make them real high dollar when we get back. Well, talking to Keita Bussey, the weaponized woman, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're talking to the weaponized woman, Keita Bussey, and I was going to give her a merchandising technique. It's a little bit extreme. So like with your ball caps, right? You've seen the silver Sharpies that people use to sign the dark colored brims of ball caps.
Yeah.
So you can like take that and put it on like lip gloss and kiss right beside your signature. You might be able to pull that off.
Huh?
Yeah. You might be able to pull that off. It didn't work for me, though. So, anyway. Just a thought.
The shooting through the targets. Back to shooting.
Back to shooting. That's right.
So in USPSA, we have the
now,
white
when you,
targets.
So when you're shooting through a target, are these targets that they're silhouettes, and I know they make them in different colors, which that would hinder me greatly unless I'm wearing my chroma sunglasses where I could see the colors, but I could do that. Are these targets you would not normally shoot in? They're more like barricades?
Sort of, yes.
Okay.
So in USPSA, they use the white target to cover up the brown one that you actually want to engage, and if you hit the white one, then you get penalized 10 points. Now, in USPSA, if you hit the white one in front of the brown one, you get penalized 10 points, and the bullet that goes through the brown one doesn't count as a hit. It counts as a miss. So then you have to make up that shot. So in IDP, it's different. They have what they call non-threats. So it'll be a target with little hands on it, like they're holding up their hands, don't shoot, don't shoot. So they're like the hostage. And if you shoot the hostage, you get penalized for shooting the hostage, but the bullet goes right through them into the scoring target, and you get the hit, and it counts for score. So that was a little bit different.
Okay, so explain this for me. So there is an instance where you can shoot through these targets that normally you would be penalized for, and you won't be penalized for? Is that right?
You do get penalized for hitting the hostage, but if it goes through the hostage and into the scoring target, you also get the points for the hit on the scoring target. So you can shoot through target.
How on earth do you keep up with this stuff?
I asked a lot of questions.
Well, I mean, but like when you're in the, like, did you ask that question prior to you running through a stage saying, hey, wait a minute. So
yes.
If I shoot through this target and I hit and I land in the good zone, am I getting the score for that? If I'm doing
that
on purpose?
Well, I saw somebody else do it.
Okay.
So somebody else that was up before me shot through the hostage and I heard them call off the score. And I thought it shouldn't have counted because it went through the hostage, because that's how it would be in my sport. But they called it off as though it counted. So then I asked the question. But it was before I was up.
Okay. That just seems
so
like...
There was one other thing with scoring that I thought was interesting.
Tell me.
In USPSA and IPSC, if we have a disappearing target where, let's say you hit a steel popper and then the target gets activated to present itself, but then it goes away and disappears and you can't see it again, you do not get penalized for not engaging that target. You just don't get any extra points. So if you do engage it, it takes the extra time to engage it, but then you can earn extra points. So I thought I wouldn't be penalized for not engaging a disappearing target in IDPA. Turns out that's not the case. You get a 5-second penalty for each shot you don't take on the disappearing target. And there were two of those in the match, and I didn't engage them just because I didn't know all the rules. I suppose I could have read the rule book and then I would have known, but I had a lot of information thrown at me all at once. I probably wouldn't have remembered anyway.
That's just a lot of stuff. Too much stuff for me.
Yeah, my head was swimming.
Now, will you do that kind of a match again?
Maybe. The day before the match, I put on a ladies-only class to help the ladies get more comfortable shooting, moving around with a gun in their hands and shooting the competition. Turns out all of those ladies had already shot the competition before. I thought it was going to be a much lower-level class than it was. They've all shot at least one competition before. But for most of them, it was their first level 2 competition, which is a higher-level match. So there were 10 stages. Normally for a local club match, there are only 6 stages or so. So this was a bigger match, and a lot of these ladies had never seen this level of complexity in a competition before. So we went through some things, taught them how to move up range, like on the cover of my book, so that the gun is in a safe direction, but you can still move efficiently. And I was so happy none of my ladies got disqualified moving uprange. They all did it safely and efficiently. And I believe everyone that was in my class actually won a trophy.
Wow. That's impressive.
So that was pretty exciting.
Yeah.
They all got a lot out of the class. And this was before I knew all the rules. This was just me teaching them USPSA-style movements, and then they applied it in the competition to IDPA, and they still got an immediate leap in their scores.
Interesting. So if you don't do that kind of a match again, what will you do? What's next? What's next as you continue your exploration?
Well, this weekend, I'm working with Mike Glover. We're going to be repackaging my curriculum for
360.
Say again?
You're going to do 360 training, huh?
Yes. Repackaged for 360 training for real-world scenarios. So I anticipate having multiple types of classes available in the future. In addition to just the USPSA competitive class, I will also have the 360 real world movement class and an IDPA movement class. And hopefully after this weekend, we'll get a chance to bring Mike on and talk about what we figured out. It's going to be a lot of testing of theories. So I'm going to have him show me the kinds of drills that he sets up for real world scenarios because he's the real deal. And then I'm going to watch him and figure out how to make that movement more efficient. So then we'll come up with drills together that sort of repackage movement for real world scenarios.
I think the kind of movement he's going to do, I think you're going to be taking a step down because the movement that a tactical operator is going to be doing is going to be based on where the cover is. So he's going to be more like a pinball. He's going to be bang, 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 trying to run into cover all the time versus where you're running to objectives. He's running to cover and then engaging objectives. That'll be interesting to watch that unfold.
Yes, and I do training behind barricades. We do have barricades in our sport, so I know how to get into and out of really awkward positions efficiently, and I know they have drills where you pop out at different places, high, low, left, right, and so on, so you're never appearing in the same place from behind the barricade.
Yeah, so that will... That'll be interesting to watch that. See, I've been excited about this since you decided to go this route. And so I'm waiting to see how that does shake out.
And I am bringing a cameraman with me to document the whole thing as it unfolds. He's actually former Special Forces as well. So he's going to be videoing, and Pixie's going to be there to help out as well.
I noticed that you didn't contact me to come and video that.
Well, if you'd like to come on out.
Yeah, listen, before I run out of time, tell people how to find you.
180firearmstraining.com. You can email me, 180firearmstraining@gmail.com, if you would like a copy of my book, Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports, or to set up a movement class near you. You can also find me on Instagram under Keita Bussey and on Facebook, 180firearmstraining.
Thank you for joining me.
Thanks, Bill. Love you.
All right. Love you back. Coming up next, it's going to be Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com. And discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com.